106.
Your soundtrack to summer.
Saying things and doing stuff.
So much happening.
Yeah.
I don't like that ID. That's insulting.
What is it?
Says if you're looking for something to read this summer, you're probably turned on the wrong radio station. What do you think? Our audience doesn't read?
We don't read nothing?
Think Shay audience is just a bunch of dumb dumbs, can't read stuff?
Yeah, I don't like it either.
I don't like that.
No, we should, you should delete it.
Should I don't like that at all. System. It's not cool not to read.
No, no. I should read things.
All right. I mean, whatever.
It's always a good day to learn something.
Yeah, yeah. Trying to be edgy. Like, yeah, we're the badasses in town. And I mean, really, we are.
Read up like reading.
Yeah. Yeah. What's wrong with cool. reading?
It's ridiculous.
I don't know how to read.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
I would delete that.
Yeah. You're not a good look, yeah. I guess. Yeah, eh? I
write
guess.
Down the never play that one again, at least on our show anyway. We're learned men.
Yeah.
Or at least try.
Yeah, you can be balanced. You can learn a bit and also still kind of, you know, not be it. All you do is bury your nose in a book. You know what I mean? No?
Yeah.
Am I making too much of a big deal?
No, I agree with you.
You're going to pull it back up?
No, I'm...
deleting it?
I'm going to full edit it. Time restricted.
Yeah, do it.
Oh, from our show.
Yeah, so yeah do it. Get rid of it. Show. I don't want it. Yeah. I want that on our show.
If you don't like reading, you're just fine. And I don't, okay. Not mad at you, but it's not like something you brag about.
No.
I ain't read nothing. Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to read.
What about like directions on like your medications?
Well, I don't read it. I just take
whatever.
It.
Yeah.
Just don't take too much.
Lots of reasons you need to know how to read.
Yeah.
But
I don't like that. Who approved that?
I don't know.
It wasn't me. Didn't run it by me.
They don't run anything by us.
No, that's
that.
True.
You that know that.
I can say that for literally anything. Didn't run it by me.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. I guess, hey, if you like reading, you're welcome here.
Yeah.
100%.
We'll take the readers.
Yeah, turn it's away fine. Readers.
Well, what? Also not turn away the non-readers.
No, that's what I mean. Like, no. If you don't like reading, that's fine too. Whatever.
I like reading.
Sure. Yeah. Each their own, I guess. But
yeah.
Be making fun of someone because they read.
Yeah, isn't
yeah.
You dress yourself?
Loser.
Yeah.
Loser reading a book?
Yeah, you wash.
You have showers?
Yeah.
If you use soap, you must have turned on the wrong radio station.
Like the people who call you a wuss for putting on sunscreen because they're tougher than...
Are you tougher than the sun?
Yeah. And they're tougher than cancer.
Yeah.
Well, you work outside all day and wear a hat?
Yeah.
Candy ass.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. All right. Well, all are welcome. That's all we're saying.
For sure.
Everybody's welcome.
Oh, you signed a contract without reading any of it?
Yeah.
And you're surprised you got screwed?
Yeah. All are welcome.
Yeah.
Readers, non-readers.
Oh, everyone.
Mind readers. All readers.
All readers.
Except people who tell you not to read.
Fair enough.
You're not.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Isn't it Joy Day or
today
something?
Today is the National Day of Joy.
National Day of Joy. There you go.
It was established to emphasize the importance of finding joy in everyday moments and to promote overall well-being.
You know, some people can't find joy in anything.
Yeah, I took note on the drive in this morning of the beautiful sunrise. I enjoy seeing it.
Bring you joy?
Mm-hmm.
I think joy is too strong a word for you.
No, I mean, find little bits of joy. It made me happy.
Okay.
Like when I ride my motorcycle, I like that too. It brings me joy. But when I ride in the morning, especially around this time of the year when it's like the longest days of the year, when I drive past Dick Bell Park.
Oh, okay.
It's like there's a marina
there.
The
name gives you joy?
The name makes me laugh.
Yeah.
And then also usually the sunrise over the water there is like super nice.
And we start calling you Joyson Bar.
Yeah, that's me. Now you've ruined it.
No, that brought me joy.
Yeah.
So, totally ruined it.
Joyson.
Joyson.
Whatever, he's being happy. So,
because it's the day of joy, I I recalled up my my list. I have a Word file of things Jason likes, which could be some joyful things.
Because it must be the smallest Word file.
No, it's pretty long, actually.
Okay. Just really big font. Just huge font.
Not going to read the whole thing. See, this is why I made the list.
Yeah,
I don't like things, which is true. I don't like a lot of things.
Hey, you're not a gray guy. That's all it is.
That's it.
You like it or you don't.
That's it.
But
like the smell of cut wood, that's a small thing.
Yeah,
like
that's a very small thing. Nice, nice.
Joy.
Knives. I just like having a lot of knives. I like them.
Yeah.
It's good. Hockey. I like hockey.
You do like hockey? You do?
You like speakers?
Speakers, yeah. Free food. Everyone likes free food, right? Gives you what about, I like redeeming points.
Yes. Oh, you're a big point redeemer?
Not really, I don't realize it, like when you get a bunch of points on your credit card or whatever, or you bought a lot of stuff at Canadian Tire,
and they say, mention
would you like to use your $26 you've accumulated? I'm like, yeah, I would like to use that.
who would be mad at, who wouldn't be joyous about
sometimes
that?
Sometimes you go to Canadian Tire and you don't want to buy the thing you're getting, and then when you find out you get it for free, basically, you're like, that's pretty good.
That's nice. I'm bad. Maybe I just have an issue with the word joy, because when I think of joy, I think of like top shelf, ecstasy, joy. Beamingly happy, crazy happy.
Okay.
That's nice.
When I look on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, and I see people's pictures where in places I've actually been.
Oh, that gives you joy. You can connect.
I've seen that. That's all right. I've sat in that seat kind of thing.
Yeah. Many, many, many years ago, I started making a list of those little things in life, and I was like, I'm going to write a book. Mm-hmm. Someone's sorry, bro. It's been done.
Yeah, done, yeah.
So then they gave me the Book of Awesome, which is pretty cool.
10 volumes of it or something. Yeah.
You can just write the book Jamie likes, but people might buy it.
Join me.
Yeah, join
me. Joyce and enjoy me.
Joyce and enjoy me.
That's what my day is every day. Yeah. To come in and work with Joyce and enjoy me.
I enjoy... And fresh basil. You like that? I really enjoy that.
I don't like people calling it basil.
Basil?
Yeah.
Yeah, basil. I like call it basil.
Whenever I hear basil, I think of
I don't like basil.
A guy that works at the French airport who's going to help me with
my driver instructor's name was Basil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basil Hunter.
Mm.
Did he find it?
Yeah, maybe.
There's more on my list. Blue raspberry licorice from Cabela's. It's great.
Yeah.
I like using a chainsaw. It gives me joy. I like feeding chipmunks by hand. They run up your leg and they're they almost say, thank you, sir. And then they take their peanut and they run away. That's good. I like the smell of my hockey equipment area because it doesn't smell like Jamie's hockey equipment. It just smells a little bit like BO, but also like hockey.
Yeah.
And it's your smell anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And number one thing that gives me joy is being alone. I really enjoy being alone.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing. Well,
you guys should start a list.
Happy Joy Day.
You know, when you're feeling down, you just go back to your list.
Most people don't need a list to find joy in
things. Yeah, no, I do.
Or to prove other people wrong about finding joy in things. Like, most people don't need to go to that length.
People mostly notice the negative things.
Right? How dare you question Joyson?
Joyson.
Yeah.
I'm calling you that forever. I love it so much.
I might quit over that. Circle is a shape.
It goes around and around. Once an hour, each bring a story to the table that caught our attention and we share. Who would like to go first?
I can go first. All right. Well, you guys remember the show Fear Factor?
I do.
With Joe Rogan, ran for 7 seasons and then was rebooted with Ludacris as the host for 2 seasons.
What?
Yeah, it's coming back. It's going to be called Fear Factor, The Next Chapter, and it will be hosted by Johnny Knoxville.
Oh, okay. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
He's a likable guy. He's known for doing...
I like Johnny Knoxville.
Edgy things. Mm-hmm. Dangerous things.
A little bit.
Yeah. His body's a mess. Have you ever heard him talk about his body? All the things that's happening.
How much did it cost?
Spleens, lungs punctured, broken bones, dislocated, just ruptured this, ruptured that.
And, all things being equal, a pretty good actor.
Yeah, he's not a bad actor.
You know,
when
he's in movies, I like him.
Yeah, I do too. So I'm glad he's got a gig.
Mm-hmm. As of 4 years ago, they almost $9 million in medical bills.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Of course, he's American, right?
Yeah. So now he'll just watch other people do dumb things as opposed to doing it himself.
And just laugh at them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, perfect. Perfect. Speaking of people doing dumb things, did you see the story about this 22-year-old fella in the Czech Republic who has been arrested for operating an illegal dental clinic.
What?
I did not.
From his home. So he was performing procedures like extractions, root canals. He administered anesthesia and all these things he learned online.
Come on.
He's not taking a single course. He has zero qualifications.
Really, eh?
He's been doing it since 2023, and he's made upward of $190,000 doing it.
Well, I mean, good for him. And nobody's died? Everyone's been okay?
No one's dead yet. He was doing it with two other family members, helping him. They dressed as, like, assistants and help him.
Oh, so he was duping people. It wasn't like, hey, I can do your stuff.
No, he was pretending to be a dentist.
But he was actually doing the things.
Yeah. He was extracting and root canaling and stuff like, and cleaning.
Like, I've learned a lot of things on YouTube for, like, you know, home renovation things around the house kind of thing. But I'm not sure I would do surgery based off of.
No.
YouTube.
No, I think I'd want a little more expert training. But, I mean, like you said, no one died. And he's been charged with a boatload of stuff.
I bet he has.
Like administering drugs illegally, legal business, attempted assault, stuff like that. But
I want to know his dental office's reviews. Before this. I wanted to see how many stars he had on Google Review.
Maybe
he was great.
Maybe he's kind of calling. Yeah. He's just really good at it.
Just couldn't afford to go to school, but everyone can afford YouTube.
Right? Ain't that the tooth?
Oh, why did you do that?
Do what?
Why would you
do what?
Ain't that the tooth? What do you have?
I don't like what you've done.
We talked about this picture of a now former Blue Jay player, Richard Lovelady, a couple months ago.
Lovelady.
Yeah. And like Richard Lovelady, and we're like, he's going to be Dick Lovelady. And we made jokes about it. Well, he's now signed with the Mets a couple days ago.
Okay.
And in his like immediate availability and everything, he says, I want to be known by my nickname. So he's going to be officially Dickie Lovelady.
Perfect.
His nickname's Dickie.
He's embracing it.
Obviously, his whole life or since he was 12 years old.
Dickie Lovelady.
And I think that's awesome.
It's a great baseball name.
Like if
I'm not mad at
if
that.
People have gone by their nicknames for hundreds of years, why can't he go by his nickname?
If we can call a grown man Tiger for 20 years.
Right.
And it's not
his name's Eldrick.
Yeah. He can go by Dickie Lovelady.
Dickie Lovelady.
Yeah.
So everyone's super pumped in New York.
Yeah, why not?
The first time he comes out onto the mound like from the bullpen.
It's great.
Dickie. Now pitching for the New York Mets, Dickie Lovelady.
Perfect.
It'd be great.
He's just a mediocre pitcher. So the fact that everyone will know his name.
Yes. Sure.
Why not embrace that?
It's one thing I do like about baseball is the names.
There's been some great names. There's been some great names.
Like everyone in hockey has a nickname, but it's usually just a Y at the end of some portion of someone's name.
It's the laziest sports of nicknames in the world.
Yeah.
Really is. Everyone's just E.
Yeah.
You know? Sure. Z, Big Z. Like it's just put a Y.
It's lazy.
Jamie E.
Yeah.
Jamesy.
Jamesy, yeah. Yeah, she makes it longer.
Jimmy.
Jimsy. Jimsy. Anyway.
Dickie Lovelady.
Yeah, Dickie Lovelady.
Yeah. It's a good name.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
You want to reach us, very easy to do so. 613-216-3849. We are the, your amplifier, really. The megaphone for the city. Just let us know anything, and we play them twice a morning. James?
All humans, creatures of habit for the most part, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's one I've never thought of. I probably do it the same every single time, and you'll have to think about it right here.
When you're eating food and drinking a pop, how many times do you go back to that pop during your meal? For example, I have 3 sessions with my pop. My first chug comes after a few bites of the beginning of the meal. My second chug comes in the middle of the meal. And then my third chug, which finishes the comes after I've eaten the meal. So 3 chugs.
What about you? I don't know.
Why are you chugging?
I have no idea. I couldn't tell you.
But do you think you probably do it the same every time?
No.
No.
I definitely take I don't chug at dinner. I would sip my pump.
I might definitely take one before I don't know. Sometimes I forget I have a drink.
I don't drink while I'm eating.
Yeah.
Generally.
I might.
Really?
Unless I'm choking or something's really dry.
Or it's really hot. I might. Yeah. You know, I might take it. Yeah, I don't have a system for that.
I don't want to mix the flavors. I don't want to add.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Something into what I'm eating. Like, would you?
I might drink after every bite.
Would you pour ginger ale on your steak and eat it? Like, no. So why do I want ginger ale in my mouth when I'm eating steak? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. At the end, to cleanse the palate or whatever, fine. But
sure.
Or my gin and tonic. I wouldn't
Yeah, I don't.
Or tonic water on my chicken. Like, I don't know. It just doesn't. You know what I mean?
So you don't eat. Well, you know, I probably take a drink after every bite.
Well, that's no, why you pee 700 times a day.
Yeah.
I'm not having a new pop every time after the bite, Chris. That's a ridiculous thing.
Yeah, but you drink a whole pop during a meal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a restaurant?
You drink too.
You don't finish a drink at the restaurant? Have you never gotten a refill?
Yeah, maybe if I have to sit there and wait for my food for like 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So I'm drinking my drink.
Yeah, I don't have a system.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm taking advantage of those free refills, dog.
I don't.
That's why you pee nonstop.
Yeah.
Man, I love how we figure out why you do things. Like, I can't sleep at night. Well, because you were taking 6-hour naps during the day.
I never eat chicken parm.
Why do I pee so much? Because you never stop drinking. Stop drinking.
It turns out you ate chicken parm 6 days that week.
You're going to flood your kidneys out.
Anyway, I don't have
how much have you drank today so far?
I have had just one can of Fuse Zero.
Well, that's it? You didn't bring your sippy bottle?
I got it. I'm going to go fill it up. I am parched. Let me tell you.
You've taught your body to hold out of no liquid.
I haven't peed yet this morning either. I pee when I woke up.
Just walking around with fire hose in your mouth everywhere you go.
I would. I love drinking. I like being hydrated.
Yeah, hydration is important.
Yeah.
I'm the least hydrated.
I know, exactly.
That's why I feel so bad.
My pee looks like Tang.
Yeah.
That's why your muscles hurt, too.
Yeah, probably. It's probably all my problems. I'm just taking them out on Jamie.
Yeah, hydration could really solve a lot of your difficulties, I think.
Yeah, then you gotta pee all the time. Well, so annoying.
I mean, would you rather pee a couple more times a day or feel bad?
Yeah, honestly.
I mean, like, really.
When I get home from work, it's like one of my daily pees. I'll pee like twice a day. So I get home from work, and I'm mad that I can't do other things because I have to pee.
Oh, wow.
Like, I start to try to do things around the house, and I'm like, ah, couple pee.
Wow.
Take a minute? Like,
I know.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
What is it like? Going through the locks with a boat? Like,
well, how much of your life have you wasted peeing?
Well, you're not really wasting.
You're wasting it. You're peeing.
It's a necessity. How much time of your life have you wasted breathing? Right.
No, well, because breathing, you don't have to. I guess if you don't,
it's a natural body function.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
You kind of have to do it, right?
Sure, but breathing doesn't interfere with doing other things.
You can do other things. You have to.
Why don't you just sit down to pee and you can look at your phone?
Nah.
I'm a sitter to pee anyway.
Number two. And out of there, I'm the fastest gun in the West.
I'm a sit-downer at home anyway.
You pee? You sit down to pee at home?
Less mess. I don't even have to think about it. I can just go.
Think about
less
what?
Mess. I don't have to think about any splashes or dribbles or anything like that.
Just pee down on the toilet.
It goes willy-nilly sometimes. I'm a man. It goes willy-nilly time to time.
It's a short hose, so it goes straight out if he doesn't sit down.
The short hose. It's like a little nozzle.
Yeah.
Just goes in every direction.
Like, have any more Dougie lines or what?
No.
I think we probably got on long enough.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, Tesla's been having a tough time. Car sales are down. People don't really like Elon Musk. But they're trying to introduce a robo taxi service in Austin, Texas.
Okay.
And it's been having some problems. It was dropping people off in, like, the middle of intersections and stuff, just stopping, and then blocking all cars in all directions for, like, 45 seconds.
Just a little, like, annoyance.
Yeah. They do have a Tesla employee in the front passenger seat, but they have no controls or pedals, so I guess they're just there to monitor.
Testing type idea.
So it's not working.
What's Waymo? Isn't Waymo, don't they already have, like, a driverless taxi service some places?
In San Francisco, maybe? Or
yeah.
Oh, it's just in L.A. now. So it's in San Fran, L.A.
Yeah.
So they have it figured out, but pretty much. But
kind of,
but he doesn't.
But imagine, all right, here's my stop. And they drop you off in the middle of an intersection.
Yeah. I mean, you should be able to talk to it or whatever.
No, say, keep going.
I don't think it didn't do it. It just stopped there.
Yeah, well, obviously they haven't perfected it yet.
No, they're testing it.
Like, yeah. He hasn't perfected rockets either. They keep blowing up. So, I mean. But you got to try, right?
Yeah, if you don't try.
This is going to make you mad, Jason.
Okay.
A DNA study reveals that humans nearly went extinct 800,000 years ago.
Okay.
With only about 1,200 people making it through to repopulate the Earth.
Oh, what? Okay. 800,000 years ago?
800,000 years
ago. How do they know this?
So, according to a groundbreaking genetic analysis published in a magazine, whatever, the global human population have plummeted to just 1,280 people.
Okay.
Breeding individuals. A sharp bottleneck that lasted for about 100,000 years.
Well, it would explain the state of humanity right now with all the inbreeding, I suppose.
That's a pretty, I mean, 100,000 or 12,000 people or 1,200. Wow, man, how's the math doing, Chris? 1,200 folks. Yeah.
Like, it's interesting, but like, how do they know? I know science, but.
Because we're all come from, I guess, 12,000 sets of DNA.
1,200.
Sorry, 1,200. My God.
Yeah.
1,200 sets of DNA.
Yeah.
We're all originate from this 1,200. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a Jason. I can't even say the number right. You're going to ask me what that sounds
like. It is interesting. I just
read like an article.
Do carbon dating and stuff like that. Like, we all know it's old, but like, you'd say pinpoint the exact.
But who are we not to believe it because we couldn't figure it out either, right?
Yeah.
So we just trust them.
Like, I don't know, but like, neither do they. It's their best guess. That's all it is.
Sure. I mean, I think they know a lot more than we do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to not trust things because you don't understand them. Good Lord, I wouldn't trust anything.
It's not that I don't trust it. I understand. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right.
Cool. Interesting, I guess.
And, Jamie, what do you got?
Well, speaking of generational kind of things, there's a report on America's most trusted brands.
Okay.
I know we're not American, but we entertainment and product-wise, we basically are. So for you guys are Gen X, right?
Yeah.
Your most trusted brand among Gen Xers is Dawn dish soap.
It is good.
Saved all those birds.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Cleaned the oil off.
Exxon Valdez disaster and stuff like that. You know what it's good for?
Birds.
I keep a bottle of it in the shower.
Mm. Yes.
Which may sound strange.
You shower with Dawn dish soap?
Sometimes.
How dry is your skin?
Because I have a lot of poison ivy around my place.
Okay.
And I have a very abrasive scrub brush. So if I think I've gotten some poison ivy on me, I get out the old Dawn and wash the urushiol off myself. That's the oil.
Scrape your skin right off.
Pretty much. It hurt. It doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
But also better than poison ivy.
True.
So, yeah.
This might be true. You guys were so favorable of Dawn dish soap.
It is a good product. Not going to lie.
Oral-B, Band-Aid, Duracell.
Okay. Yeah, trust all those.
And stuff like that. For millennials, which is me,
mm-hmm.
Google is the top trusted thing.
Yeah, it's dying.
I know. ChatGPT is another thing. Dawn dish soap also on the list.
Yeah.
For millennials.
Everyone let trust Dawn, eh?
Yeah. For Gen Z.
You can use it and you can see it works.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
Yes. Yeah. For Gen Z is YouTube is the...
I like YouTube.
The most trusted brand. Also on the list. Dawn dish soap.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Congrats to Dawn.
Is this survey done by Dawn dish soap?
That would be amazing if it was.
For baby boomers, most trusted brand is Kleenex.
Okay.
Kleenex. Who doesn't trust a Kleenex? Now, there are other brands.
I don't use Kleenex.
Oh, yeah, because you blow you're right too hard it. Of a blower.
I use paper towel.
Which is crazy.
You have to. Otherwise, it gets snot and bits of paper all over my shirt.
There's a blowhard joke in there, but it's Joy Day. I don't want to make you mad.
Never.
Now, Kleenex for boomers, the most trusted brand, is followed next by
Dawn dish soap.
What a brand.
Yeah.
No, they've done
what
well.
A product.
Yeah.
It's a good product. I can't.
The only thing I think might be better than Dawn dish soap or close is Bounty paper towel. You literally could use that as a towel. If you're going paper towel, get the Bounty.
Sure.
It's the quicker picker up.
I've heard
too
that.
Too expensive. I get the current one.
Well, you got to get it on sale. You got to get it on sale. Let's be real. I'm not buying Bounty at full price.
No. What are you, rich?
I'm not buying
Costco,
it at all.
Costco's not too bad at Costco.
Anyway, so there you go. Whatever. So what we figured out from this study is Dawn dish soap.
It will unite us all.
Yeah.
Joke text.
Yes, sir. It is time for joke text. You text us your best worst jokes, your dad jokes, your cringy jokes. Me and Jason read them to Jamie, and whichever one laughs at the hardest wins.
Let's roll.
Why did the cell phone get glasses?
Why?
Because she lost all her contacts.
It's terrible, but you're decent.
Dropped my copy of Oliver Twist on my toe the other day. Hurt like the Dickens.
Yes.
You're so happy about that.
Yeah, because that was something my grandfather used to say. It went like the Dickens.
Oh, yeah. What's the most popular video game at the bread bakery?
What?
Need for Speed.
Why'd the golfer wear two pairs of pants?
Why? Because he got a hole in one?
Unless he gets a hole in one.
He gets a hole in one.
Why is Santa good at karate?
Why?
He has a black belt.
Oh. I thought that was going to be a lot funnier than it was. A snake walks into the bar, and the bartender says, "How did you do that?"
Wow, yeah.
They don't have legs.
Be up on his rattler.
Where do werewolves buy Christmas gifts?
Where?
Beast Buy. So bad.
I don't normally tell dad jokes, but when I do, he laughs.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Why did the turkey join a band?
Why?
So he could use his drumsticks.
How do you cheer up a grumpy cat?
How?
Anti-histamines.
Okay.
Wow. Really got into that there.
What's a math teacher's favorite winter sport?
What?
Figure skating.
Okay.
Figures, I guess.
No, I get it.
I once swallowed a book of synonyms. It's giving me the...
Did you read it wrong?
No. It's giving me the sorest throat I've ever had.
The sorest throat.
That's
pretty good.
Why are eyeshadow, lipstick, and mascara never mad at each other?
Why?
Because they always make up.
How do rabbits travel?
How?
Airplanes.
Oh, my God.
Just reading them, dude. We can just read them.
No, I know.
Where do roses sleep at night?
Where?
In their flower bed.
Studies show that cows produce more milk when the farmers talk to them. It's a case of in one ear and out the udder.
It's pretty good. In one ear, out the udder.
What should you wear to a tea party?
What's that?
A t-shirt.
Oh, my God.
I accidentally sprayed body spray in my mouth. Now I talk with an axe scent.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's a good one.
What's a princess's favorite time?
What?
Nighttime.
With a K.
With a K.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't trust trees. They seem pretty shady.
Yeah.
What do bunnies like to do at the mall?
What?
Shop till they hop.
Oh, my God. No.
Why did you laugh at that?
Take that back.
Yeah, just read them.
Take it back into your mouth.
That's a bad joke. Just read them, man. Just
turn time around.
That's a bad joke.
Reverse time
and never
say that. Married my wife for her looks, but not the ones I'm getting lately.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Side eye.
These are brutal today.
What is corn's favorite music?
What?
Pop. Popcorn.
Yeah, popcorn. I got it.
What's a radio host's favorite type of exercise?
What?
Dead airlifts. That'd be your least favorite.
Yeah, that'd be your least favorite.
Yeah. Least favorite.
Figure it out.
You got to pick one.
Man, I liked the Dickens. Okay. I also liked the werewolf. Where did he buy Christmas?
Oh, Beast Buy.
At Beast Buy.
Well, you got to pick one.
Let's do the Dickens one.
All right.
That was the first joke I read.
Winner.
Somebody got really mad. That's a great joke I sent you.
What was the joke? Sent that joke
every time.
Times.
Oh, my God. Every time.
What, the Dickens one?
Yeah. No. Yeah, we've read that joke many times.
Which one is it?
It's the Abu Dhabi dude.
They did a survey in the United Arab Emirates and found that people of Dubai do not like the Flintstones. However, the people of Abu Dhabi do.
You've laughed at them.
I've heard, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why, sir. Or ma'am. Roy. Not personal.
No.
Well, congrats to the Dickens. You got yourself $100.
Dropped a copy of Oliver Twist on your foot.
Yeah, hurt like the Dickens.
Yeah. When I say it again, it's not even that funny, but it hits home. It hits home.
Home? Is that where it hits?
Well, my grandfather used to say the Dickens all the time. So I have a place in my heart for that one. Right. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, hey. How to wreck a joke further. Explain it.
Yeah.
Why you like it.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Jason, you want to talk about this banana story with this Ottawa kid that was deep in Algonquin or something?
You may have heard about it. That storm we had on Saturday night was pretty severe in some places.
Yes.
In Algonquin Park, it got hit pretty hard. So there's a woman, a mom and son from Ottawa. Allison Flynn was her name. And they were camping on an island in Algonquin Park. And, you know, you see the forecast. Yeah, we're going to have some weather, whatever. We camped in the rain before.
Yeah.
But anyway, a bunch of trees fell down and one ended up falling on the boy. He had multiple fractures. He's going to be okay.
Yeah.
But to get to them, rescuers had to hike in 25 kilometers.
25K.
Wow. Yeah. Some of them were, like, when they first started, before anyone else got there with, like, chainsaws and stuff, because trees had fallen down all over the trail. They were using handsaws
to cut their way through.
And finally, they were able to get them to them and then get them to an area where a float plane could come in an orange air... air ambulance took them to Chio. But it was like quite a harrowing.
Didn't they have to get on a canoe too or something?
Well, they had canoe
they
to
had
the
a paddle.
Lake. Yeah.
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 It was crazy. So
quite the
luckily,
experience.
She had one of those Garmin InReach or whatever they were, like the okay. SOS device. Yeah, yeah. She was able to, when you're that far in, you should.
Yeah, if you're planning to be that far from yeah. any sort of real signal.
Like, I went camping there a couple weeks ago, and I wasn't that far in, but I only had, like, half a bar that worked for, like, 10 seconds at a time. Any further in, I would have gotten one of those.
Do like
things.
They do in the movie. Just climb up a tree and hold it above your head.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that really works a lot. But anyway, that's, you know, a good lesson in being prepared, and she was, and everything's yeah. turned out okay, thankfully.
The amount of effort, though, put yeah. into that is...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's so impressive.
Yeah, the rescuers as well. I mean, like, that is... Is harrowing stuff.
Yeah.
In not the best conditions. So
true, true. And if you're going to order one of those Garmin things yeah. on Amazon or whatever and it doesn't work, apparently more and more companies are telling people just to keep it.
Yeah. It costs them more to
instead of returning it they're just saying keep it because mm-hmm. it sort of protects their reputation a bit with folks. Like if right. somebody does it, you keep that one, we'll send you another one.
Okay.
As opposed to whatever. So a lot more returns and I just and like you said, the shipping and that they have to pay to get it back to them and all that.
And then they have to do whatever they do, then ship it out again to one of those
saying it's a win-win
stores.
Because yeah. people get to keep an extra thing if it works at all. They also get the feeling, the good feeling the company cares and just like, yeah. oh, here, just take it. And then the company has better return business. So
and of the millions and millions of customers
yeah.
that these companies would have, uh-huh. like how many are actually willing to scam them? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's such a small number. That's why, like, people are always blown away. Like,
what?
Walmart or that? Costco take stuff back, but they're just like, well, they sell so much stuff.
Yeah.
The tiny little bit of stuff
also,
that you bring
if
back.
If I get something and I like it and I'm happy with it, I don't think of scamming someone to get another one.
No, of course, most some people do. Would,
but some would.
But not yeah. enough, which is nice to hear, I guess. Yeah.
Jamie, what do you got?
Well, big news yesterday was Donald Trump's his impromptu media availability on the way out to Marine One, the helicopter uh-huh. there on the White House lawn. And he was talking about Iran and Israel, how he was upset.
He was
with
frustrated because he'd announced that yeah. there was a ceasefire and then there wasn't.
And then he said, well, first he said this, which I found kind of, I laughed. And then I saw other people that also laughed at it.
The biggest load that we've seen.
So I laughed because I'm. Still a man. Mm-hmm. Like I'm still.
Why does he have to say everything is always the biggest and best ever?
I don't know.
Every
it's just,
single
it's thing.
His thing. The
it's
most bombs thing, yeah. ever. No one's ever yeah. dropped. I don't think that's even like remotely no. close to accurate. But fair
either
enough.
Way, yeah. it was the biggest load that he's ever seen.
Yeah.
So and then, in a very human moment, he was frustrated. He was upset. He was yeah. mad. His
not,
fury.
Not even really provoked or prompted. Just a simple question.
Yeah. And he goes on and he drops. A great F-bomb.
We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
And then walks
and
away.
And walked away.
I've never seen someone at that level of government leadership, whatever you want to call it, use that language to the media.
He's not...
He's not completely incorrect in that.
No,
he's been
not.
Fighting for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. You can see him think about saying it and then just go, he went yeah. for it. Like he was going to pull it back and then he's like, nah, like this deserves it.
I respect it big time. How could yeah. you not? And it's everyone kind of is like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't respect a lot of things
no,
that politicians
of course,
do in
fine.
General.
But it was the most human I've seen.
Yeah.
It.
I mean, and to translate to here in Canada, to Trudeau, I think people just want to see a human being. Mm-hmm. Like, he was so unhuman for
yes.
the entire COVID and everything.
Yeah.
And it was just like, zero empathy. Like, you felt sort of real, yeah. no connection to him. And when like they're real, it works.
Yes.
It works.
Isn't
and I don't know
funny.
Why more of them don't do it.
We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
I mean, he didn't have to be insulting after.
Yeah.
Do you understand that, dummy?
Yeah. Like that, I don't know.
Why are you asking these questions?
I'm a reporter, sir. It's my job to ask questions.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
You want to say something? You want to get something off your chest? You want to express joy? Whatever it is, leave it on our Dougie Line. 613-216-3849 or text Dougie to 762-555. It'll send you the number. We play them twice a morning. Jamie, what do you got?
One of the things I like when people use our Dougie line for is connecting with other people.
Okay.
Like calling out, asking someone a question via the Dougie line because it's the only way they know it might yep. reach them. So a fella's got a story and a question.
So I was at my cousin's wedding this weekend. She married a British guy, Benjamin. So naturally, all his buddies came over from England. And his best man, Oliver, Ollie, he got the mic. And he started telling a story about when they went to Barcelona. And the groom just starts telling him to stop. He starts going, Ole, please, please. And then Ollie looks over at him, smiles, and says, it's your wedding, mate. And then he starts telling the story again. Then the groom gets up and walks over to him and starts grabbing the mic. Ole, please. Hernandez here. Ole, please. And so he didn't tell the story. And so, Ole, if you're listening, mate, my mind's going mad. Tell the f***ing story on the doggy line. Thank you.
Yeah, that'd be great. I want to know the story.
I want to know the story so bad.
So if anyone listening
knows Ollie.
Was at this wedding or... We have a lot of listeners across the pond, so you know who Ollie is and was in Canada recently.
With a friend, Benjamin.
Yeah, or if you listen, period, sir, leave it on our Dougie line.
Mm-hmm.
What a tale that would be.
Oh, yeah.
It must be a bad story.
Must be bad.
Must be a
doozy. Great, like, for us, great. For him, bad, yes.
Like, that's not the place to really embarrass your friend at his wedding.
No. You embarrass them, but not things where their wives will be...
Yeah.
Like...
Want to get it annulled immediately.
Yeah, thinking they're a different human being at the end of it or whatever.
Like in Wedding Singer, Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you know, remember that time we went and picked up those girls? Well, some say they were hookers. I don't remember paying. That's what he says at the wedding. And then...
That's not going to go
obviously,
well.
Obviously, no.
That's not gonna, that's it not
rarely
gonna go well.
Does talking about hookers at your wedding...
Go well. No, there's certain topics probably.
Yeah.
Hard drugs.
Yeah.
Prostitutes. Murder. I mean, avoid those.
Murder is probably the easier one to get over.
And normally, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't murder me.
So. People that have those stories have slightly lesser stories.
Yes,
you could tell. Like, if that's the type of person they are, they have a bunch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like you can just make fun of someone's...
Oh, my God.
Shoe collection.
Whatever it is.
Like, yeah.
That would be not funny at all, but it's funny.
No, but you know what I mean.
Hopefully he's got his own closet for all of his Jordans.
Everyone would laugh.
Oh, and remember the prostitutes?
What? Yeah. You paid for those hookers with your Jordans?
Remember when you traded?
You didn't actually lose those.
Yeah, wah, wah. That was last week. Wah, wah. Like, don't ruin lives. Have fun, but don't ruin lives.
But Ollie, call us.
Ollie, call us. It's over now. You can tell us. Jamie, what else you got?
Another story. Kind of involves England.
Hey, guys. Just want to share a small story with you. Nobody believes me, but whatever. I was in London riding the tube, as they call it. Stopped at a station, whatever. Door open. Pigeon walks in. Door closes. Pigeon's chilling. Finds a chip. Eats the chip. Or some of it anyways. Train gets to the next station, door open, pigeon goes out. This pigeon must be riding the train every day. He must have found, like, how to use it. And nobody believes me. Everyone thinks I'm lying. Anyways, whatever. That's what happened. It's crazy. I saw a pigeon ride the train in London.
I believe it.
It's a good story.
If you can train them to deliver notes and stuff like this, they can certainly learn where to get food on the floor in a train.
Yeah.
Yes, I doubt he crosses the track and gets back on the train and goes back. I mean, he probably just works his way outside and flies and home.
Flies.
But, I mean, he knows. He's like, that one time I walked through those doors, there was food. Then now again, it's been reinforced, so he's going to. The lack of fear of humans that pigeons have blows my mind.
It is crazy.
Blows my mind.
It is crazy.
I guess not enough people are...
Blown away by pigeons?
Hoofing pigeons around, so they're probably pretty... You'd be a psychopath if you're just walking through a downtown court bunting pigeons. Like, why would they be afraid?
I did run over one by accident.
I know.
Yeah. That's coming out of a parking garage.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of pigeons. It's when you drive up to birds, they generally scatter,
right? Yeah,
well,
yeah,
this one didn't. It's like stepping on a ketchup pack.
Yeah, oh, God. I knew you were going to use that reference.
That's the only way I can describe it.
Yeah.
I still hear the noise. Now in my brain, I can hear a pop.
Because then you tell that story, and it reminds me of the gopher that waved when I came over the hill. There was a gopher already hit, and his legs were crushed. And he just, like, lifted his hand up, like, help.
And then you ran him.
No, I didn't hit him with the tires. I straddled him. But still, like, I was like, that's the saddest scene ever.
Probably should have run
him. Hey, little help here. Little help.
Please, sir.
It was so sad.
Yeah.
Just little fat gopher face, like, little help. Hey.
Come on.
I no one's gonna. It was no one's gonna help him. It's like a buck 80. Like no one's gonna help him.
Sorry, can't stop.
Anyways, you want to reach us? Here's how.
The Dougie Line.
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555 and we'll send the number right to your phone. The Biggs and Bar Show.
For us today, don't remember, we announced D3 a few days ago, our Biggs and Bar Golf Classic for Autism. Tickets are on sale now. Not a whole lot left. So if you want to come on September 6th and golf with us, you get two meals, you get lots of freebies on the course, there's prizing, there's a $25,000 hole-in-one, there's bagpipes, you know?
Yeah,
all sorts of stuff.
It's just a good time, and we would love for you to come out. So Shea106.com or BigsandBarClassic.com, both will take you there. And remember that when you get, if you do do it and you get to the sign-up sheet, there's a little number for the amount of golfers you have to scroll up to four if you want, if you're buying a foursome. And then you fill the golfers' names in. Because a lot of people are filling the names in, assuming that's what it is, and not clicking it up. And then I have to email them and say, hey, you know, can you
only bought one.
You only paid for one. So please just, it's not a great layout. We don't have any control over that. But let's all just work together and we'll get it done. Anything else, Jens?
It's going to be freezing today.
26 or something?
28. Yeah. 28. Feeling like 30.
Yeah.
That's a far cry from the 44 it felt like the past couple days.
Christ.
Yeah, it was. Yesterday was even hotter because there was no breeze.
There's no breeze. Yeah. Just, when that wind died, holy.
Just stiff air. Like walking through porridge.
And you do get kind of used to it. But like you said, we were talking about yesterday, you get in the car, you get the AC going, you get out of the car and just go,
Yeah.
I saw a guy. It doesn't matter.
Did you see the guy outside of our building on Monday?
Was he wearing
sun tanning?
No.
On the lounger?
No. Oh, I've seen that guy before. Yeah.
He sent in out there. He's wearing like a little Speedo, older fella.
On
like
our property?
On like the boulevard in the median, like the island.
Yeah. Why not?
It's bold. It's a bold move. But I mean, there's no law against it.
No. Must be the closest place sun for him, I guess. Or he just likes to show off his physique there.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe a bit of both.
Who knows? Well, if you're listening, sir, tip of the cap to your bravery.
I don't think you're listening.
Probably not. Enjoy your day. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
The Biggs and Bar Show.